Can I get your call and your name one more time, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Call signs November 8, Alpha Papa X-ray, N8APX. Name here is Adam, Alpha Delta Alpha Mike. And you can grab my email off QRBed, and if you got any more questions, I would love to help you out.
Yeah, I do have I have an ST5D, too, I've picked up. I've been connecting to KCYs and things like that, listening in, talking a little bit. Don't get a lot of use on it. I've had some straight digital talk on the repeater itself, I think, once. I think they have a net on there. Maybe that's what I was talking on. And that's an interesting mode, but I've got a lot invested in DMR. I got a DMR mobile and a DMR handled. I get a 25D radiodity, and it is an oddity. It's an odd radio, the way it interfaces and everything else. And but even between two pieces of programming software, you can't even do anything like a spreadsheet. You got to put everything in manually. It's like, TDM, give me 2 hours and we'll do something with it. Yeah, I'd love to chat with you about DMR.
Yep, I know the struggle very, very well. And then I stepped up and started switching all my radios over to Motorola, and that becomes a whole other beast, too. There's not a whole lot of good import methods for ham frequencies when you're dealing with commercial-grade radios, but yeah, they sound a lot better to me. And, I've got more DMR radios than I know what to do with. And I've got an FT5D also, and then FDM 510 that I'm talking to you on right now. So, the Fusion's nice, but I prefer the DMR most of the time. But, yeah, that machine in Petoskey is a full stack. It's DMR, Fusion, P25, NXDN, D-Star. If it's a digital mode, it's on there and ready to go.
Oh, it's NXDN too, huh? Yeah, there's just so many things you can buy. NXDN, P25, and such rather expensive pieces. Although the DMR Motorola side is coming down a little bit. Quality costs a bit, kind of like with cameras and lenses, you know. Luckily, radios are maybe a little less expensive. That's not by much when you get up into the higher end. 5 to 8 grand, yeah, you can get into a camera gear that way. Especially if you get into Leica. You make 10K for one lens if you're looking at something fancy. So, yeah, hobbies are fun, hobbies are expensive. They're just, they're what they are.
Oh yeah, there's no shortage of spending money, that's for sure. Well, if you look in the right places, you can get some pretty cheap deals on some of the commercial grade radio stuff. And P25 is actually my favorite mode. I like that the most. And you can pick up some XTS 5000s that are UHF. If you can find them, they're not too terribly priced, and it's a good way to get entered into it. But yeah, the ham grade DMR stuff is fine too. I like the audio and the overall quality better with the commercial radios, but to each their own.
NAPZT. Yeah, I've heard P25 before, and it's, I said, wow. I think it's the oldest digital mode, and it's at times mature. Is there an active P25 group up there?
There's a few of us, not a ton. Just, yeah, because the entry point on that's a little high, so it's not... It's not as widespread as some of the others, but there's a few of us that are all, you know, kind of system admins on this stuff. We've got a few P25 radios, and we actually have a full stack digital to analog crossover. So to get into the analog network, we also have a DMR talk group, a P25 talk group, a NXDN talk group, a Yaesu System Fusion room, all that stuff. It's all tossed into one, and then it crosses over to analog. So some of us use P25, some of us use DMR, some use Fusion. Just gives everybody an option for whatever mode they have.
Relative to the wires X room, what room is connecting to the analog side?